guilty plea. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The teen gunman charged in a deadly mass shooting in a Michigan high school in court today.
In court in Oakland County, Michigan, a shackled 16-year-old Ethan Crumbly admitting that he did the unthinkable.
In the stall of the bathroom, you removed the handgun from your backpack?
Yes.
Is it true that you ensured that the handgun was loaded?
Yes.
Is it true that when you exited the bathroom, you began shooting at students and staff members of the Oxford High School?
Yes.
Killing four and injuring seven others and pleading guilty to 24 counts, including terror. The teen faces up to life in prison when he's sentenced early next year. His parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, also charged with giving their son the gun used in the attack and for failing to stop him. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
More information on a deadly school shooting in St. Louis from this morning. Police Commissioner Michael Sachs says a former student broke into the school, fatally shooting a teacher and a teenage girl and wounding seven others before he was shot and killed by police.
This could have been much worse. The individual had almost a dozen 30-round, you know, high-capacity magazines on him.
The gunman's been identified as 19-year-old Orlando Harris, who graduated from the Central Visual and Performing Arts High School last year. SAC declined to say how Harris was able to get into the building, which has security guards, locked doors, and metal detectors. Hours after the shooting, the White House again calling on the Senate to pass an assault weapons ban.
Every day that the Senate fails to send assault weapons ban to the president's desk, or waits to take other common sense actions, is a day too late for our families and communities impacted by gun violence.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who said the administration's hearts go out to the victims' families. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
British Parliament has chosen a new prime minister.
Rishi Sunak is therefore elected as leader of the Conservative Party.
Sir Graham Brady, with Conservative lawmakers revealing the decision. Former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak will become the third prime minister this year.
It is the greatest privilege of my life.
He's also Britain's first leader of color.
There is no doubt we face a profound economic challenge. We now need stability and unity.
He replaces Liz Truss, who quit last week after 45 tumultuous days in office. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The judge has thrown out a lawsuit claiming that Indiana State Treasurer violated state law in awarding contracts worth more than $6 million to firms linked to her political supporters. The lawsuit, filed by a former top office staffer who Treasurer Kelly Mitchell had fired, claimed the Republican bypassed required approvals from other state agencies in awarding contracts for lobbying and financial services without seeking competitive bids. National test scores show the pandemic having a nationwide impact on education across the country.
Not one state saw any improvement in average test scores since the pandemic caused significant learning loss for America's youth. New test results from the National Assessments of Educational Progress show math scores seeing their largest decrease ever, with nearly 4 in 10 eighth graders not able to understand basic math concepts. Reading scores also taking a dive, dropping to 1992 levels. Seen as the first national study of the pandemic's impact on children's education, thousands of fourth and eighth graders took part in the test.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, called the results unacceptable and encouraged schools to use billions of dollars from Congress to help students recover. Wall Street, the Dow plus 417, the Nasdaq gained 92. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.